The Chameleon Dress. The Chameleon Dress, a journey of creativity, passion, and frustration, born after dark. In 1999, amidst the whirlwind of lipstick films and the relentless renovations at Old Road, something entirely different was quietly taking shape. Late at night, long after the last VHS had been dubbed and the builders had packed up for the day. It was during this chaotic period, balancing adult film distribution, navigating criminal threats, and reconfiguring bedrooms, that Diane sparked a bold new idea in the rare pockets of peace that followed each exhausting day. That summer, Diane had gone on a family holiday to Tenerife. Like many women, she enjoyed dressing up in the evenings, preferring a new outfit each night. For a two-week trip, that meant cramming at least a dozen dresses into her suitcase. But on her return, as we both collapsed into our familiar routines, renovation dust in the air, she shared a moment of clarity. Why did we put ourselves through that kind of packing chaos? What if you could travel with one dress, but wear it in multiple ways? Something elegant, endlessly versatile, and suitcase-friendly. Even better, what if it was made from a fabric that didn't crease, no matter how much it was twisted, stuffed, or worn? It was a deceptively simple concept, but a smart one. Especially for the modern woman who wanted to look stunning without dragging a wardrobe behind her. Coming from a family steeped in fashion, I immediately shared the idea with my mother, Zara. She had been a dressmaker and designer for decades, first in Cyprus, then in London. Her home was always a blend of living space and sewing workshop. Bolts of fabric, paper patterns, and the soft hum of a machine filled every corner. Years earlier, the family operated a bustling clothing factory on Turner Street in Whitechapel, the heart of London's East End. Later, they shifted operations north, settling in Cheshunt and building a new factory on the very spot where the gleaming Tottenham Hotspur Stadium now stands. That evening, I called her, and by the next night, Diane and I were at her kitchen table, wine glasses in hand, surrounded by piles of fabric, a well-worn sewing machine, and stacks of Berta pattern books. Zara loved the idea. She flipped through her dog-eared German fashion magazines with the same excitement she used to have when planning a new collection. Within days, she drafted a prototype using a soft jersey polyester, fluid, elegant, stretchy, and virtually indestructible. The design featured long, wide ties that could be twisted, wrapped, and knotted into endless variations. One evening, it was a halter neck. Next, it was a strapless cocktail dress. Then, with a tug here and a fold there, it became a Grecian-inspired gown that seemed to drape straight out of antiquity. This was no ordinary garment. It was a chameleon, a shapeshifter. And it worked. Night after night, once the children were asleep and the dust of the day had settled over Old Road, Diane and Laura, my old comrade from the cafe-restaurant days, now confidant and co-conspirator, claimed the living room as their stage. With nothing more than a mirror propped against the wall and the dim glow of a table lamp, the space transformed into a runway. The two of them twisted and folded the fabric, experimenting with angles and knots, adjusting hems and necklines, laughing until their sides ached when a fold went wrong, and gasping in delight when a new silhouette appeared, as if conjured from thin air. I watched as discovery turned into obsession. Every transformation was captured in photographs, quick snaps that piled up on the dining table, where builders' estimates and scraps of tape still clung stubbornly to the corners. Soon those scattered images became something polished, a full-color brochure, each page charting a new incarnation of the dress. Over 20 different ways to wear the same garment, each christened with a playful name, each look frozen in glossy print like pages from a fashion editorial. It felt like alchemy. Out of the chaos of day jobs and the relentless churn of domestic life, something elegant, something quietly revolutionary, was born. We called it the Chameleon Dress. Confident in the product and excited by its potential, I sent the brochure and a sample dress to QVC, the home shopping channel, on July 18, 2000. To our delight, they responded with genuine interest. Their process was clear. If the product was approved, we'd submit a full presentation pack. If selected, QVC would promote and sell the dress on air, but all manufacturing, packaging, and upfront costs would be our responsibility. They liked the idea. They liked the dress. But the catch was a significant one. we would need to manufacture a minimum of 1,000 garments at our own cost. If they didn't sell, we'd absorb the entire financial risk. By now, I had had just launched our restaurant at Lee Gate, and were fully immersed in getting it off the ground. My parents were already overwhelmed with fashion production orders for brands like Chelsea Girl and McKay's. Taking on a completely new manufacturing project wasn't realistic. We didn't have the time, capacity, or capital to meet QVC's requirements. So, with some reluctance, we put the project on hold. Diane carefully packaged up the brochure, prototype, and pattern notes, sealed them in a cardboard tube, and sent them to her solicitor, Seamus Edney, to be held on file, just in case. 6 years passed, and then in 2006, we saw something that stopped us in our tracks. A double-page feature in the Sun newspaper was promoting a new product, the Infinity Dress by Lydia Silvestri. It looked strikingly similar to our chameleon dress. The article featured 20 different ways to wear it and described it as a revolution in travel fashion. Lydia, it said, had copyrighted the design in 2005. We were stunned. Had she seen our brochure? Could someone from QVC have passed the idea on? Or was it just an uncanny coincidence? We decided to take legal advice. A law firm specializing in intellectual property reviewed our documentation, samples, the dated brochure, and the correspondence with QVC. They were thorough and clear in their response. The design Lydia Silvestri had patented originated from a submission made to the U.S. government patent database. Based on that, our case for copyright infringement would be weak. They advised strongly against litigation and recommended that if we still believed in the product, we should develop our own version independently, though doing so could come with legal risks given Lydia's patent. It wasn't the outcome we'd hoped for. Still unsettled, we decided to dig a little deeper. We brought together Diane, my mom, and our friend Dr. Trevor Thomas, a tax specialist with an eye for detail. We started researching the history of multi-way dresses, curious to understand where the idea had really originated. That's when we stumbled upon a vintage sewing pattern from the 1970s, McCall's 8201 Infinite Dress. It was listed on eBay for just a few pounds. The design was practically identical, a jersey knit dress that could be made at home and styled 13 different ways. The concept was the same as ours. In fact, it had been around for decades. When we showed the pattern to my mom, she wasn't surprised. She recognized the styling right away and explained that similar designs had appeared over the years in sewing magazines and pattern books. It wasn't uncommon for publications like Berta to refresh and reprint older styles. When she helped Diane bring her idea to life, she had adapted a concept she already knew, tailoring it to suit modern silhouettes and travel needs. In other words, we hadn't invented something new. We'd reinvented something timeless. We wrote to Mr. Henson, the IP lawyer, to update him on what we'd found. Dear Mr. Henson, re Chameleon Dress. Thank you for your letter dated 11th July. The Chameleon Dress was a collaborative effort between my wife, Diane, and my mother, Zara. Drawing on Zara's knowledge of regional dress styles and her experience with Berta patterns, they developed the idea into a dress that could be styled in over 20 ways. With help from our friend Dr. Trevor Thomas, we located a vintage sewing pattern, McCall's Infinite Dress from the 1970s, which confirms that this concept predates Lydia Silvestri's 2005 copyright. We believe Lydia may have come across our brochure, possibly through QVC or a third-party source, and followed the same research trail we did, ultimately filing her own patent. While we understand your advice not to pursue legal action, we still feel that the designs shown in the Sun closely resemble our own, both in visuals and language. We've also noticed some inconsistencies in the credentials listed on her website. Thank you again for your guidance. Kind regards, Ice and Jamil. Our research continued, and we discovered that Lydia had actually showcased her version of the dress back in the 1970s. It had appeared in Vogue USA on NBC's Today Show and was sold through Saks and Bergdorf Goodman. Her collaboration with McCall's led to over 5 million pattern sales worldwide. The idea of a multi-way dress had been circulating for decades, shaped and reshaped by different hands along the way. Lydia didn't necessarily copy us, and we didn't copy her. We were simply part of a design lineage that stretched back much further than any of us realized. The more we uncovered, the clearer it became. As my mum wisely said, this is fashion. It comes in waves. Ideas resurface, get reimagined, and show up again in new ways. The chameleon dress didn't become a business. It didn't launch on QVC or end up on the high street, but it was a joyful, creative project. It brought together three generations of knowledge and skill and reminded us how powerful a single idea can be when shared. It may not have changed the world, but it meant something to us. Another idea filed away, but never entirely forgotten.